The topic for my message is worship and open expression. How many of you love to express worship? How many of you are afraid of lifting your hands? How many of you are afraid to shout hallelujah? I want you to understand that this is not a Pentecostal thing. People have a dogma that this is a Pentecostal church. If somebody is clapping, somebody is lifting, somebody is shouting hallelujah, that means this is a Pentecostal, charismatic, evangelistic. No. This is not a dogma. There is a difference between dogma and doctrine. Dogma is an individual person's opinion. Established individual person's opinion. So dogma is what people think. Ah, that church is Pentecost. That church, or Catholic is different. That church is charismatic. Yes or no? How many of you have heard it? Come on, be honest. How many of you have heard it?
Yes.
Many have heard it? Yeah, that church is. But what is the meaning of doctrine? Doctrine is established in the living word of God. Doctrine means it's not dogma. Dogma is an individual person's establishment or opinion. But doctrine is the establishment of the living word of God and what it says. And today I'm going to prove it to you that we are a church that lives by the living word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that your worship must be expressed. How many of you married here? Can I see your hands? Happily married? Some hands went down. No. Wave it to me if you're happily married. Okay. All right. How many of you are not married? Can I see the hands? Not married? Kids. Okay, not married? Okay, put hands on. Now, you all are married, right? And can I tell you something? When your husband and your wife, when you're together, every time you have an emotion for each other, yes or no? You love each other, you care for each other. Imagine if there is no love in that relationship. Do you think it's even called a marriage? You think it's called a relationship? No. Some people express love in different ways. But we need to understand, it's the same thing with Christ. In fact, the Bible says, we are the bride for Jesus.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 2 verse 11. And when they had come into the house, speaking about the three wise kings. When they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother. And fell down and worshipped him. Three kings with dignity. They are wise. They have gold. They have so many things. But they forgot their dignity in front of that baby. Because they knew that baby is not a baby. But that baby is the King of Kings and the Lord of the Lords. My Savior and my God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They fell down. Sometimes you see people kneeling down in church service. And most of the time, the people sitting next to you, what is he doing? Kneeling down in the presence of God is an expression of your worship. You know one thing that a man of God taught me? He taught me one thing very important. He said, if you kneel down before your God, you will never have to kneel down before a man. Clap your hands to Jesus. In your department, if you have problems, kneel down before God. You will see that you will never have to bow down your head or kneel before anyone in that department, whether supervisor or department head or whoever. I'm going to tell some biblical expressions. Number one, falling down. Got it? You can kneel down. You can. I'm going to go to that point. Okay, I'm going to go more deeper. Is that okay? So number one, I'm going to start with the first expression in the word of God, clapping. I want to tell this biblical expression of clapping is not because we are Pentecostal or we are evangelical or orthodox or whatever. We are following the doctrine of the word and that says clap. Now why are we clapping? Job chapter 27 verse 23. Men shall clap their hands at him and shall hiss him out of his place. Listen to this carefully. Men shall clap their hands at him. Speaking about Satan.
the wicked one,
and shall hiss, hiss him out of his place. Read Job 27. You know what it says? The wicked man came to steal everything that Job had. The wicked Satan came to steal their joy, their happiness. The Bible says the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But you know what the children of God did? You know what the righteous men did? You know what the righteous woman did? So number one, when you clap, it expresses victory. Number one thing that clapping does, it expresses your victory. Wicked man will run away. He will not steal your joy. He will not steal your hope. Keep clapping. You know, sometimes in the morning at 4 o'clock, I hear my father clapping. There is a prayer room in my house in Ansar. My dad sometimes goes in the sitting room, and at 4 in the morning, I hear him do like this.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to Jesus. Oh, we worship you.
And I wake up sometimes and say, Dad, why are you clapping? He said, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. There is victory. There is victory. There is victory. Keep clapping, guys. In your house, keep clapping. That's going to bring victory. Number two. Nahum chapter 3 verse 19. Listen to this carefully. Your injury has no healing. Your wound is severe. All who hear news of you will clap their hands over you. For upon whom has not your wickedness passed continually? Now you know what this is speaking about? The king of Assyria. The king of Assyria. When the Israelites people fight and conquer a battle, the women and the children will stand on the gate, the entrance. Everybody say entrance.
Entrance.
And when these people who finish the battle will bring the gold, the people and the slaves, the captives, into the land of Israel, all the women and all the children will be clapping.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Because they had victory. They had
victory.
Clapping is an expression of victory. Go home and read it. Nahum chapter 3. Now, second reason. Why do we clap? Why do we clap? Number one, it brings victory. Number two, Psalms 98 verse 8. Psalms 98 verse 8. Listen to this. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Isaiah 55 verse 12. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The second thing, the first thing when you clap, you are expressing victory. The second thing when you clap, you are expressing joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So clapping expresses victory. Clapping expresses joy. That is why, my brothers and sisters, no one needs to, no worship leader needs to say, can everybody please clap your hands? Can you please make joy? You should know when you are in the house of God, when you're driving in your car, just worship, just clap. And just know that victory belongs to you. And just know that not only victory, but you are filled with joy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Clap, come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. Number two, second expression, shouting. Biblical or not? Are Baba, biblical or not?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Everybody will stand out and say, yeah, this is a Pentecost church, don't go. Ayo, charismatic church, don't go. Shouting, they shout too much shouting. I told you this is not the dogma that people made. This is the doctrine. Everybody say doctrine. This is what the Bible says. Why are you shouting? Can't you be quiet? Can't you be quiet? I will tell what the Bible says. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are tell me loudly, are you ready?
Yes.
Shout yes.
Yes.
Ah, this is nice. Doctrine. Psalms chapter 47 verse 1. Psalms 47 verse 1. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Are clap, 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 clap. Look what it says. 47 verse 1. Look what it says. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not only clapping, but a voice of triumph. Are yaar, when you get first class or first top scorer in your examination, Davis, what do you do? Are what do you do? Imagine you got mathematics number one. Someone gets first prize. What do you do? I remember Sister Lina's jump at that time. You will get excited. A shout of triumph. Not only clapping, but a voice. A shout of voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Oh, I love this. Are you excited?
Yes.
Galatians chapter 4 verse 27. Listen to this. Galatians chapter 4 verse 27. For it is written, rejoice, O barren, you who do not bear. Break forth and shout. Everybody shout.
Shout.
Shout. Shout.
You who are not in labor. For the desolate has many more children than she who has a husband. You know what the Bible is meaning? Even if you are barren. Even if you don't see victory in your job, shout. Even if there is a faithless situation, shout. Are you here with me?
Yes.
Guys, are you here with me?
Yes.
Listen to this carefully. You know what the scripture is saying? Even in the darkest place you are in, shout. Oh, I think you're missing my point. They shouted, and Jericho wall came down. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, think about this. Think about this spiritually. They walked around. When they shouted, Jericho wall came crashing down.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What am I trying to tell you, Gino? In your faithless situation, in your lowest point, shout of praise, and that wall will come crashing down.
Yes.
Come on, can we give a clap? Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
Oh my Jesus. This is the doctrine. He's saying, oh barren woman, you who do not bear, break forth and shout. Touch your neighbor and say shout.
Shout.
I tell ya, tell
ya. Shout.
Just shout. Things are going to change in your life. Brothers and sisters, I told you breakthrough and freedom is coming.
Amen.
But it's time we express our worship. Start clapping. Victory. Start clapping. Joy. Start shouting, even in the car. Ah! Before you enter a meeting, Don't worry. Now, can I tell you some point very quickly before I close? Very quickly, okay? There's still some more I want to go. But I want to finish before I travel, okay? Listen. Why should we worship even if we don't feel like it? Hold on, listen to this carefully. How many of you want to worship all the time? From the morning till the evening till the afternoon till the... You better practice, okay, in heaven. Some people are like, oh. Who wants? But better practice, because in heaven 24/7 worship. Continuous worship. No sleeping, worship. So what do you do when you don't feel like worshiping? How many of you want to hear? Okay, there are 5 points that the Lord taught me. 5 points. When you don't feel like worshiping, you come to church. Come on, are you here with me? You come to church. Like I saw in the US, many. Some of them. I saw a big guy, I think 7 feet tall. No movement, no hand, no expression. Don't feel like worshipping, it's okay. 5 points. Listen to this carefully. This is what the Lord taught me. Number one, when you don't feel like worshipping, no, number one, I'm going to start from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay? Okay? Ready?
Yeah.
The last point, number one, number five. Everybody say five.
Five.
I shout five.
Five.
We worship by faith.
Yeah.
Ah, you missed it. We worship by faith. So even if you don't feel like worshipping, worship. Because everything is by faith. Even if you're sad.
God, I love you.
You're worshipping. Your faith is activity. God, I know you will do great things for my life. You're worshipping. Worship by faith. Alina, worship by faith. Number four. Everybody say four.
Four.
Feelings should not dictate our action, but our principles should dictate it. Your feelings should not dictate your actions. Are you here with me?
Yes.
But what is my principle? I am a child of God, and no matter what will happen, I will worship. The enemy will try to put me down, but I know my principle. I know the word of God. I know the Bible says, oh, with God, nothing is impossible. I have faith, and I don't feel like worshiping, but I will still not do according to my emotions, according to my feelings, but I will do according to my principle. Hello, come on. Come on, this is what Holy Spirit taught me, Baba. And I was quiet and I didn't feel like worshipping. Holy Spirit told me, don't let your emotions take control. Know the principle of the word, the principle of worship. You will automatically come up. Hallelujah. Number one, we worship by faith. So don't worry. Keep worshipping. Number two, feelings should not dictate your actions, but your principles should. Number three, praise is a command. Praise is a command. Oh, I want to touch this, but I have no time, so I'm running. Praise is a command. That means whenever you don't feel like worshipping, keep praising. Keep praising. In the midst of troubles, keep praising. Are you ready, guys? Keep praising. Say, thank you, Lord. I praise you. I love you. If you have gift of tongues, speak in tongues. Oh, God, I know you're going to do it. I know the breakthrough is going to come. I know the command is to praise. I will praise. I will have victory. I will have joy. Number two. Everybody say two. Oh, yeah. This is something the Lord told me very personally. He says, worship, it's being true to who you really are. Worship is being true to who you really are. If you are a real worshipper, touch your neighbor and say, real worshipper. If you are a real worshipper, let the toughest situations go it. What all words will come out of your mouth? What all actions you will be doing? Worship is being true to who you really are. Be true to who you really are. Are you here with me?
Yes.
Are you here with me?
Yes.
And keep worshipping. Last and the final, drum roll. Number one. And the main point why we should worship even if you don't feel like worshipping. He is worthy.
Amen.
To be praised. Hallelujah. Even if I don't feel like worshipping, even if I come like this, even if I have a lot of problems, I know who I am. I know my principles. I know praise is a command. And I know my God is worthy. No matter what the enemy tries to do in my life, my God is worthy. Yes, give a beautiful hand clap for Jesus. Come on, and shout, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
clapping, it gives you victory and joy. Number two was shouting. Everybody shout. Amen. Okay. Number three, Alina also said it. Singing. Singing. Hare, look how they are singing. What they are saying in tongues, blah, 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 blah. What they don't understand anything. Making, and they will make fun of the Holy Spirit. They will say, make fun of it. And they will say, that is Pentecostal. What? Why they are singing so many songs? Why they are singing 25, 28 songs in one service? We don't do that, okay? It'll never finish. But singing. Singing. Like I said before, in marriage, you express your love, right? And sometimes you sing to one another. I love singing to Jensa sometimes. And she sings back to me sometimes. You express your love. Husbands, if you don't know how to sing, still sing. You may get hit the first time, but the second time, they will love you. Why are you singing like this? No, it's for you. It's for you. You may be a bathroom singer, it's okay. Sing to your wives. Wives, you may be good singers. Sing to your husband. Rema didn't even listen. Sing to your husband a love song. You have to express your love. Are, can I tell you something? I don't want you to feel shy about this. When your husband, when your wife is walking alone and you're walking with her, hold her. Are, yeah, come on. Hey, not for you guys. Here, they already said amen to you. Thank you also. Husbands, listen. Hold your wife's hand. Express your love. Small times, you know, when you're driving in the car, just put your hand on their shoulders. Tell them I'm with you. They need it. Wives, express your love. Hold their hands. It makes a difference. In marriage, you express your love. Singing is an expression. Psalms 95 verse 1. Listen to this carefully. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Hallelujah. Mamba, sing. Sing. I'm so happy to hear Mamba and Samuel sing. You see? It's worship. We are singing to God. Psalms 96 verse 1. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Isn't it beautiful? Singing is a doctrine of the word. It's a word that we are following. It's not a dogma, it's a doctrine. It's what's written. Numbers chapter 21, verse 16 and 17. From there they went to, everybody say this word, B-E-E-R, is pronounced as beer. So everybody said in the Bible also there is beer. People make fun of this word. But the word actually, it's not pronounced B-E-R, beer, it's B-R. Beer. Okay, it's a different translation. So please, when people, Numbers chapter 21, verse 16 and 17. If someone asks you, is the word beer in the Bible? Tell them no. Because people take this and say, see, in a well called beer, it was filled with beer. It's a well, okay, it's a well. A well called beer. It's not beer. It's beer. B-E-A-R. Beer. Okay? But it's pronounced as B-E-R. So remember, this is something that people can confuse you with. Which is the well, it's a dry well, where the Lord said to Moses, gather the people together and I will give them water. Then the Israelites sang this song. Spring up a well. All you sing to it. And you know what happened? The Bible says, the water began to gush out in that dry well. My beloved, when you begin to sing to your situation, and you sing to your head nurse and your staff nurse. Don't do it. Sing! Every dry situation will bubble with springs of living water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, guys. I have 2 more minutes. All the offering will be collected by the door. Huh? So, we don't have time for offering, but can I finish this? Can I finish? Can I take 2 more minutes?
Yeah.
So when you sing, the dryness goes. Even 2 Chronicles, if you see, David put up her cross, Levites to sing. They sang and they won the battle, right? Okay, number four, fourth expression. Bowing and kneeling. Remember the kings, they kneel down and worship. Yes or no?
Yes.
They fell down, right? And worship. Bowing and kneeling. Everybody say bowing and kneeling.
Bowing.
When someone bows and kneels in front of you during worship, don't laugh at them. Don't say, hey, Babe, what they're doing. Don't do. Psalms 95 verse 6. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Hallelujah. How many of you have heard that song? If you want to worship, bow down and kneel down, it's okay. You know what is the meaning of bow down and kneeling down? Can I tell you?
Yes.
What is bow down and kneeling down? Bowing represents submission. Everybody say submission.
Submission.
When you are bowing down, you are submissing and submissioning yourself to God. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And what is kneeling? Kneeling. What is kneeling?
Giving up.
Bowing? Kneeling. Bowing, submission. Kneeling what?
Declaring sovereignty.
Respect. Respect, sovereignty. Okay, I have no time for running, but I want to tell you. Bowing, submission. Kneeling, honor. Why do boyfriends kneel down to girlfriends while proposing? Alibaba, you have not seen that?
Yeah,
you guys don't do it. Husband will say, no way. No way. Wife should be submissive to me. No way. When you bow down, you are in submission. When you kneel down, you are in honor. Everybody say honor.
Honor.
Are you here with me, guys?
Yes.
Okay, Matthew 4, 9, he wanted Jesus to express his worship. And he said to him, all things I give to you, if you fall down and worship me. That's what Satan told. Satan told to Jesus, bow down and worship me. Yes or no?
Yes.
And all these things I will give you. So bowing means submission. Kneeling means honor. So submit to me and honor me as God. But Jesus never did that. Last, number five. Lifting hands. What does it represent? Yes! A clap for the Lord for brother. Psalm 63 verse 4. I will bless you while I lift my hands. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Luke chapter 24 verse 50. And he led them out as far as Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. If Jesus can bless you, why cannot we bless Jesus?
Hallelujah.
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 If Jesus can bless you, why cannot we bless Jesus? He lifted his hands and blessed Jesus. Can you all lift your hands and bless Jesus? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to close right now. I'm going to tell you something very... I'll tell this also. Psalms 134 verse 2. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. So lifting your hands means blessing. I asked one lady, what do you mean by lifting your hands? She said, surrender. I said, no. She said, if a thief comes, give me your... Even if you don't want to lift, you lift your hand. But I told, it's not surrender, it's blessing. So bless. So when you see people lifting their hands in the church, don't mock at them, don't laugh at them. You also lift your hand and bless the Lord.
Yes.
Hey Baba, are you here?
Yes.
Okay, last. This is a very controversial thing, but everybody, I have to tell this. Number six, expression of worship, dancing. What did Alina do today? Showed movement and dancing. Very controversial topic. Why are they dancing in church? It's a holy place, a holy ground. Why? I want to tell you something. I want to break your bubble. Dancing is in the Bible.
David
danced. Wow, this is not a Pentecostal or a charismatic thing. This is the doctrine of the word. I'm going to read it fast. Psalms 149 verse 3. Let them praise his name with dance. With?
Dance.
Praise his name with?
Dance.
Praise his name with?
Dance.
Let them sing praises to him with a timbrel and the harp. Psalms 150 verse 4. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. And?
Dance.
And?
Dance.
And?
Dance.
And?
Dance.
And?
Dance.
And?
Dance.
Praise him with a string instrument and flute. Go home and read 150. Luke chapter 7 verse 31 and 32. And the Lord said, to what then shall I liken men to this generation? And what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another saying, we played the flute for you, you did not dance. We mourned to you, you did not weep. You know what the Bible says? He's speaking about the Jews. When I was born, you did not dance. When I died and people were mourning, you did not weep. But God is telling us something. It's time for us, the generation who knows Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of your life, time to dance and serve the King. Can I tell one more story and keep? When I was studying in the UK, when I was studying in London, the Queen passed by Hertfordshire, our place. Can you imagine the Queen passing? So the whole street was full of people. And I saw a crazy lady. And this crazy lady means I thought she was crazy. You know what she did? She put garbage cans together and put it on three steps. And she stood on the garbage can and she... And when I saw, like, everybody was, you know, when the queen is passing by and clapping, but this one was too exaggerated. You know, very different. Standing on the garbage can, clapping and making noise, jumping, it was too much, right? Immediately, listen to this. I looked around. Not even a single person looked at her except me. Everybody was enjoying the sight and the presence of the Queen. When I was writing this message, the Holy Spirit took me to that place. He said, Arun, you looked at her and you thought she was crazy. But everyone was in awe of the presence of the Queen. During our worship time, when we see people jumping and dancing and praising God, we look at them and say, crazy. We make statements saying, what are they doing? But in the presence of the King, in the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, where two or three are gathered, I am in that midst. Oh, in the presence of Jesus, I'm telling you, don't look to your right and left. Don't look to tell and make comments on people who are dancing and worshiping. Look at the King! Hallelujah! 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 Singing, clapping, dancing, shouting, falling down, kneeling. Are Baba, this is the living word of God. Come on, let's give a clap of hallelujah. Come on, stand up in God's presence. Let's stand up and let's thank God as we close with prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for this wonderful time. We thank you that worship is expressed. We thank you, Lord, that you are our King. We love you. And we're sorry if we made fun of people. We're sorry, Lord, if we came against you. But from this day on, we know the truth. The truth will set us free. We will dance, we will sing, we will shout, we will clap. We will express our worship to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We give you all the glory. We thank you for the Holy Communion service. We give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Come on, can we give a clap offering to the Lord?